Rob Ali is brought to you by Western PA Injury Attorneys at LGKG, built on relationships, credibility, and integrity, LGKG.com. Mark of the Pat McAfee Show, also a guy that is always on their show with crystal clear video reception and now can't work his phone to get on with us. Hello, Mark.
What's up? It's going to be even worse right now because I'm driving in a dead zone, so if I go in and out, let me know.
I mean, is your phone being powered by a hamster on a wheel, Mark? Like, what is going on here? Does McAfee have some proprietary hidden equipment and stuff that he gives you?
These are all dog ate my homework excuses.
Right, exactly. I get the same vibe, Pony.
I don't know why Mark just couldn't have said, look, I got stuff going on with my kids right now. I'll talk to you guys later. I would have accepted that as an excuse much better than this.
Well, can you hear me? Because this is really a dead zone. Okay. I live up to my promises. So I said I'd come on, and I'm on, and there were some issues with potentially a sick
kid. Mark, don't take this the wrong way. Live up to my promises. We're paying you to come on with us once a week. It's not like it's just we have your word because you like us. Nope. You're making money off of these visits.
I could have pushed it back a little, but...
Yes, you did. You pushed it back almost an hour. What are you talking about?
You have to understand. I wasn't expecting to have a sick kid where I had to go to pick him up at the... school for
all right now Pony he's okay, tugging right. at our parental heartstrings and I have to accept that if it's a dog ate but you know what he's doing here if it is dog ate the homework which I don't think it is but even if it was Pony we can't call him on it it's an uncallable situation
with George Pickens Mark do you expect any discipline that we see that we can that people watching the game will be able to discern Sunday against the Raiders?
Nah, I don't think so at all. I think if there was any sort of discipline, it came in the lack of snap counts or the load management malarkey that they're trying to shove down our throats, or maybe an internal fine or something like that. I think that's what happened last time when the Jaylen Warren thing happened. Yeah, I think he may have gotten an internal fine or something to that fact, but no, nothing public will come out of it. It will look normal, and I bet you the load management will all of a sudden go up a little bit. I'm guessing there'll be more than 59% of the snaps.
How tired of him do you think they were this week internally? Like, what sense did you get being around the team and around Mike Tomlin as far as what the real temperature was about how they felt about everything that happened against Dallas?
Oh, I thought you were talking about us in the media at first, but no. It's so hard to read, to be honest with you, because everything you hear outwardly is they weren't very frustrated, but that doesn't mean what could happen behind closed doors whatsoever. I saw more on the field of frustration with players than now when they were able to cool down a little bit. I mean, it's very simple. I mean, okay, you might have to stroke his ego a little bit, but I mean, the way to make George happy is give him the ball early in that game, in any game. I mean, if you look back, that's what Roethlisberger used to do to Antonio. Maybe it created a monster, but it was a good monster. I mean, at one point, there was a fake record of 5 for 50, and Roethlisberger's throwing the ball with a minute left up 8 points and having the ball, and he should have been taking the knee. You know what I'm saying? So get him the ball early. Make him feel like he's involved early, and the majority of this stuff just goes away.
Yeah, but Mark, I brought this up before he brought you on, and I know you've said the same thing. What if the Raiders just say, you know what, we're not going to let George Pickens beat us. We're going to put two guys on him at the start of the game, and if Justin Fields tries to force it to him, that's great. If not, and he just takes what the defense gives him, well, then George Pickens might blow up and self-implode.
Yeah, I mean, isn't that what we've been talking about since maybe April of that it was potential it could happen if teams would take him away, how George would react. And if you're a defensive coordinator, that's what you do, right? You take George out, and especially right now, to see if he does take himself out of the game mentally by not getting balls. And you're looking at Justin Fields, and what do you do with him? He wants to hold on to his job, right? But one way to hold on to his job is to make his only receiver happy, so you have to force it to him at times. But I think there's ways just to get him involved early, where even if it is just throwing it in his direction, some quick
Mark,
blows.
You're not painting a very pretty picture, by the way.
Well, I'm just telling you how it is. I mean, we've seen this wide receiver diva-ness for the past, 10 years now, and it's either you move on from him or you try to make him happy.
Why is it worse here than it seems to be everywhere else? I know other teams have their problems, but why is it worse here?
I don't know. Maybe that's a good question. I mean, I know a lot of teams took George Pickens off of their draft board almost immediately because of some of this stuff that they've heard. I mean, majority of them didn't take him off. So the Steelers aren't afraid of drafting guys that have some sort of potential attitude problem. I don't even want to put that word George's attitude problem. It's more that he just wants to be good. And
you've defended him in the sense that you've said he's a lot, you know, they hear like a soundbite or barely that from him, but he's a smart guy. And you seem to have seen some of the texts I've gotten from Mark lately, Chris. No, I mean, you've painted the picture of a guy whose sin is being extremely competitive and maybe not handling it when it doesn't go well for him as well as he should. You haven't really painted the picture of anything other than a temperamental, immature guy here.
Yeah, I think that's what he is. I think if he wanted to be, I mean, he presented himself yesterday, I believe it was yesterday, as just, you know, a petulant little child, right? I mean, they've tried to force him to come out and talk on Wednesday, and he refused to do it, and we made us wait around for an hour just to say no. Then he come out and tried to sneak in the back door, then acted like he was. It looks like immature issues right there. But if he wanted to, you talk to him. He's a very smart guy. He's a guy that can get his point across very clearly if he wanted to. And,
all right,
of course, the past couple of days he did not want to.
Well, he did. It was just as Michael Brewerly on Twitter.
I was going to ask you that, Mark.
We think so.
Do you think the account that went back and forth with me and made fun of the way Nick Faribault looked was really George Pickens?
I don't put anything past anybody, especially if you remember last year when he says, I don't even do any social media. I don't even post. And like 20 minutes before that, there was a number of posts. Like, what are you talking about here? So I believe anything nowadays. I'm not saying that's him, but I wouldn't be shocked if it comes out that it was him. Didn't Matt Cannon have a burner last year too?
That was speculation.
Yeah, I mean, I did a full like Law and Order investigation into this Michael Brewerly account yesterday.
Mark, the decision to go with Justin Fields, was it the right one?
Yeah, I mean, I anticipated that one more last chance.
Well, I know you anticipated it, but was it the right decision? Because you've been so
This is why, because I think Mike Tomlin is, how can I put this, hoping that he does not have to make a decision. He's hoping either Justin gives him a reason why he needs to go to Russell West next week. Maybe he gets banged up. Maybe they lose again. So I think he's trying to push it off as far as he can. But you can get away with it right now just saying, okay, Russell hasn't practiced very much. He's rusty. That's fine. But what I would like to see, if Justin puts up monster numbers, they score 35 points, then where do you go? Do you still go back to Russell?
If they score 35 points and win comfortably, how could you possibly go back to Wilson?
You can't.
Well, it's Mike Tomlin. He doesn't really care what you think. He was going to do what he wants to do.
Well, he doesn't really exactly have a doctorate in handling quarterbacks not named Ben Roethlisberger here.
Yeah, I understand, but I think this is, unless he really balls out, I think this might
Do you think that Justin Fields is in the right frame of mind relative to all this? Do you think that the team has clearly communicated this kind of dynamic to him behind the scenes?
I wouldn't think so, no. And they're not going to say unless you know Russell's coming back. I mean, it's hard with Justin. Justin is very monotone, doesn't show emotions, at least on the sidelines to us in the media, and even in just, you know, I don't even want to say gazing at him in the locker room. You know what I'm saying, when he's just sitting there. There's not much emotion that comes across him that leads you to believe one way or another that anything affects him right now. But there's no way that the Steelers or Mike Tomlin would go up and lay it out to him. This is what's going to have to happen or you're going to be back on the bench. No way.
Mark, I am at a stadium swim at the Circa Casino here in Vegas, and it is an outdoor sports book with pools. And so somebody texted in and said, ask Kabali this in a non-offensive way, which is interesting.
Oh, God.
And said, was Mark one of those guys who would wear a T-shirt in the pool when he was younger?
I would just never go to a pool. I couldn't even tell you last time I was in a pool. But, yeah, probably. I mean, I was probably in a pool at age, let me see, 11 or 12. Absolutely, I was a work T-shirt guy at age 11 and 12. I just haven't been in a pool since then.
Okay. Interesting.
I love that. Non-offensive. Hey, it's the fat guy wearing his shirt on in the pool. You know, framing it in a non-offensive way or anything.
Well, it's a pony specialty. I'm not trying to be offensive. Here comes one of the most offensive questions you could be asked.
To go back to the quarterback thing, though, just to make sure I heard you right, Mark, you're basically saying that there's really, barring one of the greatest games by a Steelers quarterback ever, Russell Wilson is going to start next week, correct?
I feel that's the case, because I think we will have a six-game sample of Justin Fields, and we saw first-half struggles. We saw 18 points a game. We pretty much know what he can do.
Do we? Because the offense looks like
in this offense.
The offense is about as complicated as McKeesport's.
Yeah, well, McKeesport and that flex bone is pretty complicated, but
They're running the NFL equivalent of the Veer here, Mark.
So you're either going to have to switch up totally what you want to do offensively. Or
do you think that Tomlin's willing to switch what he wants to do offensively once number three is in there, once Wilson gets in?
I think they're going to maybe trust a little. Maybe there's no more third and eight pitches to Aaron Shamplin on the first drive of the game. Maybe they allow him to throw the ball. But I think the whole offense was set up with Russell Wilson in mind. So I think they want to see what Russell Wilson can do. Maybe he fails. Maybe they have to go back to Justin Fields. But I think that they know that these, what, 7 points per game in the first half over the past couple games, and the 18 points are just not going to win you many games down the stretch here. So maybe Russell can improve that.
Mark, bottom line, are you picking the Steelers to win on Sunday?
I didn't give it much really thought, but I think they will. I think the Raiders just stink. I mean, they don't have much of anything. So I've been pretty 5-0 so far in my picks. So I'm going to go with the Steelers on this one. Still, it's not going to be a pretty one. It's not going to be a blowout. Not a lot of points.
So they win and Russell Wilson starts against the Jets on Sunday.
Yeah, I do believe that. Man, come on. He put him out there in national TV audience. Oh, that's made for Russell Wilson, I think.
Oh, my God. He's going to be going out. That pregame, if you're right, that pregame like fist bumping thing where he practices dapping up imaginary teammates is just going to be something else entirely.
All right, Mark. Good luck to you and your sick child. We'll see you in Vegas soon.
All right. Thanks, guys.
There you go. Mark Cabali. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. It is 97 degrees here. Much cooler back in Pittsburgh where it's in the 60s. All right, we'll react to what Mark said, and you can too. Get in queue, 412-928-9370. This report now that the Steelers sound like they're upset with George Pickens for the iBlack, and when I say Steelers, I mean the Roonies. Should he be disciplined besides what Mark said was there is just a fine? Should he be disciplined Sunday with more than just a fine? 412-928-9370. Also, Cabali just said, really, regardless of how Fields plays on Sunday, Russell Wilson will get his first start next week. Do you agree with that? 412-928-9370. Quick timeout, then a long commercial-free segment. It's the PM team right now. No headline.
It's just a message from me. Yes, it's a message from me, Pony. Thank you very much about Shorkey Mitsubishi North Hills. Mitsu by the mall. Shorkey Mitsubishi North Hills. My guy Mike Engel, GM Tim Ferraro out there want to put you in the Mitsu that fits you, and they have got the deals to make that an even less expensive reality than it's ever been. A more affordable reality. How? Well, let's start with the trade-in. You probably have something you want to deal in, right? If you do, you got an old car, you're like, all right, what can I get for this? How about 125% of Kelley Blue Book value for your trade to Shorkey Mitsubishi North Hills? That's pretty nice, isn't it? And then look at the 2025 deals here. 2025 Outlander hybrids. I'm driving an Outlander. I've driven the Outlander hybrid before. It is awesome. It's like very futuristic, very cool car to drive. Leases starting at just $269 a month. You want to get into a 2024 Outlander all-wheel drive? Guess what? 0% financing is available on all 2024 Outlanders. On 2024 Eclipse Cross all-wheel drive, you can get 0.99% financing on those. So great deals on the Mitsu that fits you. You just got to go take advantage of them at Shorkey Mitsubishi North Hills, Mitsu by the mall, and online at ShorkeyMitsubishi.com.